Hello, today's topic is the ninth of Av. We're going to begin with selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of the ninth of Av, excerpt number 10. You can ask questions at cab.tv. Selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson.
Humanity is divided in two. Those who live only in this world according to their feelings, their understandings, since a judge has only what his eyes see. We see this world, we see what's happening here, we live accordingly, and there's nothing else outside of that. They may have other opinions, thoughts about life after death. We hear sometimes how confused they are about all those theories. And there is a small group that is moving towards the revelation of the Creator according to the law of equivalence of form with Him, where you can only discover Him, come close to Him according to the changing qualities in a person, from in order to receive to in order to bestow. And the changing of these qualities does not depend on man, but on the Creator, if He would help him change these qualities. As the Creator says, I've created the evil inclination, and man discovers that he is indeed all bad, and he asks as much as he can from within his evil that the Creator will take care of him and give him, in place of that, the good inclination. And then, by coming closer and revealing discovering the good inclination in the man, he begins to feel a different reality because his qualities had changed. And a new reality appears before him. And then he lives according to the reality he discovered. And if he did not reach the discovery of this reality in practice, and he lives according to what he studies before this discovery. What is the system he exists in? The system is called Olam, world. There's a concealed world and a revealed world, and a person moves from concealment to revelation. But even if he didn't reach these revelations of nature in its entirety, he nevertheless learns how nature is revealed to him gradually. And it turns out that all those things that he's going through, he's already changing his attitude towards them. First of all, there is nothing else besides him. Everything comes from the Creator. And he needs to go through all these states accordingly, in adhesion with what he's going through. He needs to see that his entire attitude and his coming closer to the good, and good is in order to bestow, all the way from connection all the way to love, that he would feel to everyone, that a person would have that love to everyone, and most importantly, eventually towards the Creator, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. So he understands that he needs to discover his nature here, his opposite nature, opposite from the Creator. Why does he need it? Because the light excels from darkness. And everything we need to reveal, or to discover really, is the Creator, the positive force, that only it fills the world, and there's none else besides him. But in order to discover that, we need to discover how the Creator created the opposite force, the evil force, the egoistic force, the control of the evil. And when a person discovers the control of this evil, he needs to do it in its entirety, in all of his senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, in all of his vessels. So when he goes through these states, he needs to try and determine his adhesion in the Creator even in those states, that there is none else besides him, the good who does good. Even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are with me. So it turns out that we need to go through the opposite states, opposite states, opposite from wholeness, from correction. And these states are states of shattering, because from the beginning, from the preparation, from the upper one, we are built in a whole, perfect way. And then this is first man, Adam HaRishon, in the Garden of Eden, and we have to fall from that form to the opposite form, into a deep pit, as we say, and to climb back out of it into that state of Garden of Eden, but by ourselves, consciously, with our understanding, with our vessels, where we seemingly invite this state by ourselves. So, consequently, we have a complete vessel in the beginning, ten sefirot, and this vessel we need to see it as shattered. Meaning the evil inclination is revealed in us, the egoistic will to receive. And with its help, this whole vessel, Ten Sefirot, undergoes shattering. First, the highest vessels are lost, together with the light that fills those vessels, the light of Chokhmah. This is called the destruction of the first temple. Later, even vessels that are that just exist between them, just exist in a small connection between them, vessels of bestowal. These vessels are also destroyed. This is called the destruction of the second temple. And if in the first destruction the light of Chokhmah departs from the Kli, in the second destruction the light of Chasadim departs from the Kli, and the Kli remains empty, broken. And he continues to undergo different states, from the shattering all the way to the correction. When this Kli is included of all the shattering, and gradually rises and is revived, resurrected. And we are the first state of that, which is the last generation that exists in humanity, the generation that must start the correction in understanding, consciously, in practice, in corporeality, and in spirituality. This is what we need to see. Because the vessel shattered in both those degrees, Mochin of Chaya and Mochin of Neshama, that when it was completely emptied of those, consequently, in the same process, as we say, there is a date, the 9th of the month of Av. In our world, this is the root for the shattering. And in this date, both of those things happened. The first temple and the second temple as a result of that same shattering, the same cause of unfounded hatred. The ego that was revealed in the vessel, and the vessel could not hold on to the connection between them, and then the feeling of the Creator, the recognition of the Creator of the upper light, departed from the Kli, and the Kli, the vessel itself, shattered into tiny fragments. And this is the day where in our world we consider it a branch of that spiritual root, which is the ninth of Av. But as we learn on this date, which is a date of day of destruction, of shattering, from the same root, later comes the root of correction. We had gone in our history through two shatterings. We need to know about these shatterings in our spiritual development, and try to build from these shatterings or erect the correction. So this is an effect where our work is. Everything is around the ninth of Av, Tisha B'Av. Everything revolves around the hate that we have to reveal between us, that it already exists, but it is concealed. We are that much removed from seeing our true state. And the more we advance towards the correction, we will recognize how much we are in rejection and hate and separation. We're not able to think of the other, to see the other, to identify the other. The other seems to me as if it doesn't exist. He's so strange and foreign to me. He does not belong. What is he even doing here in this world? Why do I need all those people? And so on and so forth. Then to the extent that a person sees just how much he does not accept the others, he doesn't feel them, he can't come close to them, he can't think about them, that it's so difficult for him to even be with them in a single understanding and in connection, in unity, consciously. In general, what are they demanding of me? To the extent that I begin to understand this egoistic nature the Creator had created, to that extent, I check that I have no choice and I have to turn to the Creator and ask Him. Ask Him for the correction. Not that He needs it, but there is no choice. There is no other choice. Only in this way he can come closer to the Creator in order to give him contentment. And there are many things in that. That's how our entire history is. For this imagination in which we live on the axis of time. Our existence in this world. How we imagine that we know one another, we come closer to one another. This is our entire life. The important thing is that on the day we discuss it as the nine of Av, we will understand that this is the foundation of all of creation, because it's a revelation of all the bad, all the evil the Creator had created, as it's written, I've created the evil inclination. Since without the recognition of evil, we cannot come to Torah. The Torah is a spice, or the upper light that corrects all the evil. First, you need the revelation of evil, and then we can assemble our system in such a way that this system would be ready to reveal to us the upper forces. Act of bestowal, of coming closer, of connecting between us, and so on and so forth. This is what we're doing. So, for our existence, survival, and beyond, we have no other day as important as the ninth of Av. We discover that we're shattered, we're distant from the Creator to the extent that we're distant from one another, and how the Creator prepared everything for us from above in the vessel of Adam Rishon that shattered, and then in our own vessel that shattered in the destruction of the first and second week temples. And all of creation for us is really the attainment of creation, recognition of it. And it all starts from that broken spiritual state, that terrible, dark state called Ninth of Av. And we need to understand that this root, this point, is very important. Without it, we have nothing to do. We have no foundation from which we can build a connection with the upper force, with the Creator. That's why, not like average people who hate this date and this day and this time, this sign, we highly respect it, since the evil also comes from the Creator who created it, and He made it for us so that specifically on top of this, the foundation of evil will advance and will come close to Him. And this evil remains in us as a foundation. And on top of it, we build all the good. And there is no bad without good and good without bad. Rather, both exist in this special connection that we have to establish between us.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
What does it mean to discover the breaking on the spiritual path? And what is the correction of the shattering?
The revelation of the shattering in the spiritual path is when I discover in the 10 how much I'm incapable, unwilling to come close to them, to connect to them. And as much as I tried and I did certain coming closer, immediately an even greater will to receive is revealed. And above it, I hate everyone, I reject everyone, I don't want to even look in their direction.
And
that's how we discover the shattering, the evil. That's it. This is, spiritually speaking, when we are going towards in order to bestow, in order to come closer, to connect between us, we discover how opposite we are. And these two sides, right and left, we discover them one after the other. I try to reach connection, that's the right line. I seemingly get to it, and immediately the left line is revealed. Well, I don't want that I'm opposite to it, that I reject it. And in this way, I climb up the stairs, right, left, right, left. And in each place, in each state, I need to try to turn to the right. And against that, I immediately discover the left as well. And in this way, I climb up the stairs until I discover in them the entire will to receive the Creator had created.
כשאני רואה אותו.
And when I see him,
נו, כך מתקדמים. אנחנו נלמד אותו.
No, that's how we advance. We'll learn about it. Okay.
Rav, buona giornata. Le chiedo, noi pionieri dell'ultima generazione siamo i discendenti delle tribù di Israele disperse?
We are the pioneers of the correction of the world. Are we descendants of the 12 lost tribes?
I can't say anything about it. This will be revealed closer to the end of correction. It's not important to me. It's not at all important to me. Who do I belong to? What do I belong to? What root? What's important is how I from finding myself in this root the Creator gave me, and He established me there, arranged me there. When I arrange myself and I bring myself to the correct form of the end of correction, so that I would be the ingredient, the important part, the corrected part in the system of Adam Rishon, in this soul. And I will help everyone by being as the center of Adam Rishon. And each and everyone needs to correct himself. I see myself as Adam Rishon, I need to say that for me the world was created and I'm standing in front of the creator of the world. Белоус.
Раб, скажите, пожалуйста, что символизирует дата 9 Ава и как объяснить, что оба разбиения?
What does the date of the 9th of Av symbolize, and how can you explain that both shatterings happened on the same day in relation to the fact that there is no time in spirituality?
I spoke about it at the beginning of my talk. The 9th of Av is the root for the shattering, for the distraction, and has to be there in order to reveal the evil. In order to reveal the evil, the Creator created first a system that's complete, and then broke it, and then it broke into pieces and 2 degrees.
Dargat. בדרגת חוכמה,
on the degree of חוכמה,
שזה בית המקדש הראשון,
which is the first temple that shattered, and the degree of נשמה, which is the second temple that was destroyed, and it has to be at the same time, the same day, because there's one root for both.
וההבדל ביניהם שזה,
and the difference between the two is that one is the degree of mochin of chaya, light of chaya, and the other one is light of neshama. That's the difference between when it's happening in from the same spiritual root, but on different degrees. Let's say Arich Anpin of Atzilut and Abba Ve'im of Atzilut. We'll learn about it. It's not important to us. That's it. And besides that, I spoke about all those things earlier. You should re-listen to it.
Вчера на вечернем уроке вы нам очередной раз напомнили, что
yesterday in the evening lesson you mentioned again that we can't correct ourselves, but we have to pray to the Creator and He can correct us. What is the right prayer of the group to the Creator?
We can connect between us only with the help of the upper light, the reforming light. And to invite or invoke that reforming light, we can do it only in the condition that we turn correctly to that light to that degree. A degree where the light is, is a degree that is in wholeness, in the connection of the force of reception and the force of bestowal, and they both connect because they both come from the Creator. The light comes from the internality of the Creator, and the desire is on the outside. When He decided to create the will to receive. So both of them, including light and darkness, come from above, from the Creator, and they are constantly mixed. And that's why and how we advance. Also from below up. It used to be in darkness, then light, darkness, then light. And we need the darkness in order to push us to look for the light. And here is the question, why are we looking for it? Either we wish to find him so we will feel good, or find him so the others will feel good, and in general the Creator will also feel it. And that's really our work.
Qual è la differenza principale fra questa illusione che noi percepiamo?
What is the main difference between the illusion that we feel as reality and the spiritual worlds?
We are still in a reality that appears to us, basically that we are in a certain reality, we live according to our senses, five senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. We live in a certain reality, a certain world. In truth, this state is not spiritual, it's not even real. Rather, we have to discover it. The difference between our imaginary corporeal state and the spiritual state is in our intention. If I have the intention to bestow, even to a small extent, then I'm already in the spiritual world. If my intention is in order to receive, meaning for my own benefit, my self-benefit, this is called the corporeal world. That's the difference between the worlds. That's the difference in the system. The difference between the worlds, the spiritual and the corporeal, is as follows. The spiritual world is divided into five parts, meaning according to my coarseness, I have 5 degrees of coarseness, and I can think in each one in order to bestow. To that extent, I am either in the world of Asiya, Yetzirah, Briya, or Atzilut, or Adam Kadmon, or the world of itself. This all depends on the coarseness in the will to receive, on top of which I can be in order to bestow. Meaning, even if a great, big desire for my sake reveals itself, I can restrict it. And I say that for me, what's important is the bestowal to the other. Through the other, the Creator. I cannot bestow directly to the Creator, but only through this instrument called the Ten. That's why it says, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. Moscow 7.
The question is this. How strong should we want the connection in the Ten until the rejection and hatred appear?
We need to understand that what we feel is the Creator revealing to us certain conditions, on top of which we have to be in the Ten, connected as one man in one heart. And inside this connection between us, as one man in one heart, we will discover the upper force, the source of our life, which is the Creator. PT 20.
Вопрос от товарищей из десятки. Должен ли третий?
A question of a friend in the ten.
Или во всех вместе?
Should the third temple be built in each one or in everyone together?
The third temple is our correction from these two ruins that the Creator created and then destroyed. From these two temples, the first and the second. We have two lights, two forms of revelation of the Creator, the light of Chokhmah, light of Chassadim in us. That's that are revealed. The light of Chokhmah is the first temple that shattered first, is the bigger one. And then the second temple, which also shattered, this is the light of Chassadim that existed. Of course, we're not talking about rocks and trees and anything that we can imagine in this world. Rather, it's all degrees of the connection between us. From the beginning, we used to be connected in one system called Adam HaRishon, or the soul of Adam HaRishon. It's called the soul because the minimal state where we can be connected between us is the light of Chassadim. It's a connection between us that doesn't come from within the vessels of reception, but from the vessels of bestowal. Meaning, we don't bring harm to one another. When that is the case, we're already connected in the light of Chassadim. As we learn about it from Chafetz Chesed, the light in mercy that lives in the forest, who says, I don't even need a shirt, I have nothing for others, others do not belong to me, I live in the forest. It feels good, I don't owe anything to them, and they don't owe anything to me. This is delighted in mercy, meaning the correction of the world to receive up to a neutral degree, where I have no involvement with the life of others. Rather, I'm protected, I'm simply protected from causing any harm to them. Above all, my will to receive that is revealed. When my will to receive that's revealed in me is pushing me to do all sorts of actions, desires that are not good. And I rise above it and I say, no, I'm not harming anyone. I seemingly live in the forest. I have no shirt for myself. I have nothing and I don't even need it. And this is called Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. This is the second temple that shattered, the smaller one. The first temple, there were, and there are, when we reach it, some great lights in order to receive in order to bestow. There was the will to receive itself was participating in order to bestow. That's how we arrange the degrees. Next.
Bulgaria.
Раф, как каждый товарищ обязан действовать относительно отторжения, которое...
How should each friend work in relation to the rejection that appears in the 10 during the 9th of Av?
Кол тхия ададит ма ши еш...
Any mutual rejection that exists between us is a result of that source, of that root of all hate, a mutual hate that exists in us called Nine of Av. And it will be revealed not only in the day of the Ninth of Av, rather in each and every moment it appears in a person in order to give him an opportunity for correction. Until we reveal the destruction, our evil inclination, we have nothing to correct. Therefore, it says, he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. Because the higher the degree a person has to reach, the higher his ego. He can grab him, tie him down, restrict him, and then correct him. The fact that he grabs him and ties him down, this is the meaning of a restriction. He is placing his ego under a restriction. And then, in addition to the restriction, he also begins to gradually use his ego in order to bestow. Because he has no other way to bestow good to the other, except when he takes his bad, evil inclinations towards the other and he turns them into good inclinations. He goes from hate to love. Okay? Kiev.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот вы еще сказали, что пять миров — это пять уровней преодоления.
You said that the worlds are five degrees of overcoming the of youth, the thickness, if I understood correctly. What are those degrees of youth that we overcome?
We learn from four phases of direct light in the world of Ein Sof. When the will to receive appears, that's the root. Shoresh in the world of Ein Sof, the highest state. Where this black point appears in the upper light, the will to receive the Creator created existence out of absence, from nothing, from zero. And when this will to receive exists in the light, begins to absorb the light and to grow. It gets inflated. And from Shor, she goes to Aleph, then Bet, Gimel, Dalet. And he goes through 5 degrees, Shor, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, of the development of the will to receive on top of the light that influences it. This will to receive is neither good nor bad. It's simply a force that exists in nature. And only when it meets, when it reaches the fourth phase, Pchina Dalet, in Malchut of Ein Sof, and when it meets the upper light that fills it in the form of Ein Sof, only then it discovers how opposite it is from the light, and he is going to restrict itself. And that's why this restriction is considered severe. He restricts himself and he says, from this point on, I do not receive the light into me, because when I do, I become opposite the Creator. Opposite meaning we're opposite. We hate one another. We can't coexist. And this state, called the first restriction, is the beginning of all of creation.
Peter 2.
Доброе утро. Вот это исправленное я, к чему мы стремимся, оно...
The corrected me that we strive for, does that belong to the will to receive? What is this essence? Or does this I use the will to receive? How do we define it in me?
We need to reach a state where the entire will to receive, the Creator created, is revealed by us. We uncover it completely and we correct it in order to bestow. It's not that it's the will to receive. The will to receive is good. It's the intention. Why do I use it? What for? This is where I need to check myself. How do I use it in order to bestow? That's it.
Тогда человек у нас это место принятия решений понятно, но что же это такое, которое использует желание получать?
So the point of making decision that's clear, but what is this thing when I use the will to receive? Is a human being the intention, corrected intention?
Man, Adam is the one who resembles the Creator, Dome. The will to receive that he created is opposite the Creator, is broken. When we correct each and every part of it to become similar to the Creator, and eventually we uncover all of the will to receive that exists in each and every one, and we make it similar to the Creator, by that we become Adam. That's how we grow up like a baby who grows to become a grown-up, an adult. Okay, we have here
Peter Kifa, yeah, Tbilisi Loya.
Tbilisi, we didn't have them.
Рав, я пришел к тому, что каждая моя секунда работы проходит в благодарстве. Но я благодарю товарищей и бесконечно.
I came to realize that every second I work, I'm in gratitude. I thank the friends, and of course, I always thank you. But when you speak of the Creator, it's as if I'm lost.
This is very good because you don't know him, you don't have no grasp in him, don't worry about it. Although you have the right kind of direction towards the Creator, you can only reach it through the friends. So think of them. As it's written, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. First, love your friend as yourself, and then the next stage is love the Lord your God.
Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
Toronto
2. המצב הזה של חפץ חסד ש...
The state of חפץ חסד, desire and mercy, where I don't want to do harm to others. A moment before that, what evil, what harm am I doing to the friends now?
Even the fact that I can't think about them. We are together from the get-go in one system, and I'm not thinking about them. That is also bad.
Moscow 1.
Рафа, подскажите, вы говорили, что Хафес Хесед это уровень там второго храма, да, потом.
You said that desire and mercy is the second temple. The first temple was even higher in receiving in order to bestow.
Нахон.
Isn't every level of a temple?
Right, but you have the degrees of coarseness in the lot of Chesedim, bestow in order to bestow for Malchut Bina. By that, you're building the temple, the first one, meaning from below. It has to do with how do you count it, from below up or from above down. When we build, we'll build it, seemingly, we build the temple of Chafetz Chesed, the light and mercy, and then the temple of receiving in order to bestow. So the first is to bestow in order to bestow, and the second one is receiving in order to bestow. It's 2 degrees of the correction of the vessels. We have vessels of reception. When I neutralize them and I say I'm not using vessels of reception, because I want to cause only good to the other, and to do good to the other, I don't use my will to receive. This, for now, is what I can do, is good to the other. So that's how we build it. So seemingly we build the temple of Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, Bina, and on top of it we continue with additional degrees of our spiritual, of building our spiritual vessel, until we come to receiving in order to bestow, which is a vessel of Chochmah.
כך אנחנו בונים את עצמנו.
That's how we build ourselves.
גליל וסט.
גליל וסט.
רב, מה הטעם במציאות המדומה שאנחנו...
What is the point of our imaginary reality where we live?
עכשיו מרגישים, היא מאפשרת לנו...
The reality we exist in allows us to build all the spiritual degrees in such a way that allows us to exist in some form. There's me, there's my wife, kids, home, all those things from which we begin to organize our attitude to everything. This is called the imaginary world. It just seems to us, because the Creator made it so, it appears like some sort of an illusion. We are unconscious, as it says, we were as dreamers. And when we come to the true corrections, we see ourselves, our current state, it appears as a dream. We used to function according to the upper force, the upper light. It would fill us and would play us from bad to good, from good to bad, and all those things, kind of like we do with a newborn. We do everything. He just needs to hold on to these actions and grow on top of them. We don't want him to do anything. We'll do everything. He just needs to grow up. This is our state called this world. Without it, we can't do anything. All told, we are growing up from this state. As it says, everything comes from the inanimate. And later, we begin like kids. Look at them, how they grow up. Begin to see that he wants this, he demands that. This is good, this is bad. Begins to be picky, and he introduces his strength and his brain, his mind, and that's how he grows up.
When do we stop dreaming and understand that it's true?
When the upright opens up in us the vision on the condition that we can connect to the friends to some extent, only by that.
Thank you, Rav.
Tel Aviv 10.
Tel Aviv 10.
Good morning. What are we missing in order to discover the breaking in the connection between us in the 10?
To yearn for the good. It opens up the path for you to recognize your evil, your evilness. Latin.
Buenas noches, Rad. Gracias por la oportunidad. ¿Cuál es la relación del creador con el ser creado durante el proceso?
What is the connection?
Es decir, cuando uno está en derecha se aleja y cuando está en izquierda él se acerca.
When a person is on the right or left and he gets closer or farther, what is the connection between them? And how is this related to us? How is it expressed in us? The work of right and left where the Creator pushes us or brings us closer.
We see all sorts of changes in it. And although we don't understand why it's happening to us, but everything that's happening to us comes from the Creator. There's none besides Him. He's the only one who works in reality. The thing is that the Creator works, but we are oblivious to it. We are unconscious of it. We don't understand who's working on us. It's like a baby, a newborn, who's in a state where he feels himself. But what's happening to him, he doesn't know exactly. And who's doing all those things to him? They take him, they wash him, they clothe him, they feed him, They clean him up. He doesn't know anything. He is clueless. And then it turns out that we are the same relative to spirituality. We don't understand. We're even less than a baby. We don't understand where are we, who's controlling us. We're starting from such degrees, and I hope that soon we'll come to learn these degrees of the corrections. Ibu, Yenika, Mochin, of the soul. That's the second half of the study of the Ten Sefirot. The system that activates us is a system that's called the world of Atzilut. That's the eighth part of Tes. And later we have Ibur, the Ibur of the soul.
Ibur Aleph, Ibur Bet, Gadlut.
Ibur Aleph, Ibur Bet, Gadlut, Yenika. All those systems are there. We'll learn about them. But the important thing is to come to them not through the study in the book, but when we learn it by ourselves from going through it. That's important. Clear, right?
Rehovot.
Rehovot.
On the way to knowing the ruin, what does it mean to justify the friends?
It
means that I relate to them like to the Creator. Because the Creator is standing behind them, is running them, managing them relative to me, so that I will relate to the friends as if to His actions towards me.
Czechoslovakia.
As babies, as often as we turn to Creator and to friends during the day, as more we understand our work and spiritual world,
PTS,
of course. PT10.
אני רוצה לברר נקודה אחת שאמרת שברגע שמתגלה רע אז אני
I want to understand one point. You said that when the bad is revealed, I can turn to the Creator, because without revealing the bad, I can't turn to Him. But I don't turn to Him in order for the bad to disappear, but so that I will be good to others and bring contentment to the Creator. What is this state of being good to the Creator and bringing contentment to the Creator and good to others out of the bad that I feel?
I don't know, you're starting from bad. When you feel bad, then you work on this bad. Where is it coming from? Why is it coming from? Why was it revealed in me? How can I process it correctly? And then you come to a state where I want nothing to myself from that, only for it to be through others, for it to be good to them and good to the Creator. I don't know what it means, good to the Creator. But if I think it's going to be good for the others stand between me and the Creator. In the middle there is the ten. If I think for the benefit of the ten, I ask the Creator to do good to them. To this ten. This ten, in my eyes, is all of humanity. It only depends on the extent to which I can expand the boundary of the ten. I take care of that, and it means that I take care of love of others, and by that I give contentment to the Creator. Not directly, but indirectly. Why? Because all of this creation is His. And then I can't ascribe anything to Him, because in my eyes, I can't even hold on to him. Who is the creator? I can't even use him. I can't. How can I grab hold of him? However, when we, him and I, when we meet in creation, there we find a desire of my own. I can understand what is creation and how do I belong to it? How do I ask for them? I have a clear feeling of that. Scrutinies, and then I can ask of the Creator, do good to them. This is when I pray for the collective. And by that, I give him contentment.
The transition between feeling bad and I scrutinize it and asking for the friends to be happy, I don't see the connection.
The connection is simple. When I come to recognition of evil, why evil? Where is it coming from? Why was it given to me? And so on. So forth. When I do all these scrutinies, I actually come to a state where it was given to me to feel, so I would ask the Creator to do good to them. That's it. Now, here, of course, there are degrees of in this perception and this understanding. Who is this great audience outside of me? Does it belong to me or not? Does it belong to the Creator or not? Then I begin to scrutinize and see that, yes, all of humanity is my own vessel, but I just don't feel it. I don't feel humanity as my own. To the extent that I nevertheless ask for it more and more, I invite the reforming light, then I feel that indeed this is my vessel. It's all the souls together individually, when they connect in one soul, it's all mine. And then from my point in the heart, I activate them so they would want to receive from the Creator. And by that, I give him contentment. Everything will clarify in the thought.
Asking for them and that they will be happy, we do these exercises anyway without any revelation of evil. What's the difference between when the evil is revealed, it becomes tangible? And then I ask for them. I can't grasp how the ego suddenly agrees to ask for something that is it doesn't even feel before.
I think everything will be clarified in the thought, as I told you. I begin to discover that only in the thought I can scrutinize them and discover that they belong to me. They are parts of my soul. I awaken the reforming light and it shows me to what extent all these souls, all those people in the world, they all belong to me. All of them. From the worst of them to the best of them. You look around the world, you see different circles raising their heads. Neo-Nazis and fascists and anti-Semites and communists and socialists and capitalists and rich and poor, it's all in me. It's in me. It was simply given to me to see in such an external demonstration what is happening inside of me, what am I made of. I'm included of all of them. That's why it says that man is a small world, because what I see in the world is what I have, what's in me. Those are qualities, each and every person in the world. I have in me this root, and then I see in the relationship between people what are these roots in me, whether those tendencies, those desires in me. So it turns out that in order to come closer to the corrections, I must get to know them better. And that's why in our world, we saw the development of flight, air travel. People go from one place to another in order to come closer to one another. They don't really know what for, but the Creator gives them a desire, and they intermingle with one another, and they mix, and you have communications and media and the internet. It's all so you would be more and more involved with one another, and will be able to then unconsciously first and later consciously to ask for corrections for one another, to recognize that we all belong to one system.
Sorry for insisting. I still don't understand. We do these things anyway, and we try to do it according to the perception of reality that we learn about. But when the bad is revealed, I feel it in my senses. How from that point do I switch to asking that it will be good for them? Where's the connection?
You need to recognize that they are you. I have nothing more to add. They are you. They exist in you. Not outside of you. And belong to I don't know whom. You discover only yourself. In the whole world, you are discovering your own qualities, as we've learned about it in the perception of reality.
If I reveal it, it's coming from them, that's clear. But if I discover that my own qualities are bad, not they, I did this, I thought that, my intention, my whole nature. So how is that connected to them when I discover the evil in me?
There's a point that belongs to you, and there are points that you relate or ascribe to others slowly, gradually, through our work in love your friend as yourself. You'll bring these points together until you feel that they too belong to you. And even belong to you even more so than your original point that belongs to you. Like a mother who thinks about her kids more than she thinks about herself.
Toronto 1.
Скажите, пожалуйста, что является более правильным? Искать ответ.
Which is more correct? To look for answers myself or in the 10? And ask only in extreme situations? Or to ask a question?
The important thing is to advance towards general correction. And what's more worthwhile for you along the way, to ask the teacher or ask the friends or do actions or something else? This is your decision, but the important thing is that whatever you decide will definitely bring you to connection between everyone.
Yesterday we tried to do an exercise in our 10, how to become. The question we tried to answer was how to become one in order to build a temple. Can you give us advice about that?
No. Atem tzichim le'atzmechem lechapes.
No, you have to look for it by yourself, meaning the connection between you should be such that you become seemingly one desire.
Can we try to imagine that we are one? Can we do this exercise where we try to imagine that we are one?
Can, vadai.
Yes, of course. And that's how you start. From fantasies to drawings, from drawings to specs, from specs to additional drawings, perhaps, other processes and programs and software until you come to the actual building. And the building happens when each one of the all the parts of creation takes upon himself the intention to bestow.
Rav, can I ask a question as well, please? At what point can we turn to the Rav, please? After we try and imagine this and perform these exercises, because it looks like it's an unending process. You know, we keep discussing and we keep going round and round and it keeps opening up new worlds between us. But we want to ask, at what point can we turn to the Rav?
Rav זה גם כן נקרא בורא.
Rav is also called the Creator, or the Creator is called Rav, so it's better to turn to the Creator. If you have questions, you can ask during the lesson. Other than that, there's no real point in asking, because I don't like it when people ask private or personal questions, because then I send you an answer and the others don't hear it. So it's my loss and everyone's loss, and you only seemingly gain something in your ego, but you also lose. That's why I don't answer personal questions. And in the lessons, like today, the whole lesson is about 9th of Av. That's what we will do. We are now going to... Let's do something else and get back to it later. Which article do we have?
We can read from the writings of Baal HaSulam, Exile and Redemption, or Rabash, or Talmud HaSusa.
Exile and Redemption.
So we're going to go over to the writings of Baal HaSulam,